Aurora Everlasting. August 15, 2552, 9:43.
One in front of Leah's room and one in the isolated cell tract. The others are all in a different part of the building right now.
Can you see why?
No, I'm trying to get through, but I think they're trying to... They're blocking the signal. Oh no, Anna, are you still there? Hello? This is bad. This is so very bad. Oh, that's the cells. That's... Everything's falling apart. What do I do? I should just cut my losses, right? I gave them all the tools to get to where they want to go. I can't help them any more than that. Especially when I'm dead. I should leave now. No.
Got her.
No, stop!
Eliza.
Let me go!
I don't think you're in a position to give orders like that.
Shoot on sight, right?
Wait, you can't
Those are our orders.
Wait, I know where Margit Nielsen is. And Anna Kestna.
Don't shoot, but keep the gun up. Where are they?
I won't tell you. I'll only tell Reed.
You really think you have leverage here? That you have the upper hand? Good. The orders are to shoot on sight. Let's just...
She'll have you executed if you kill me, and my information dies with me.
Thing is, you're just lying, aren't you? To save yourself, you'd say anything.
Believe me or don't, Reed won't let you live.
How do you know this, then? Do you have any proof?
I have proof. Let me talk to Reed, she'll hear it.
We found Eliza. She crawled back onto facility grounds.
You know your orders.
She says she knows where Margit Nielsen and Anna Kestna are.
Where?
She won't tell. Only wants to speak to the doctor.
The doctor's busy.
Do we kill her?
Put her on.
Talk.
I'm only talking to Reed.
She's busy and I'm in command. You want to cut a deal? You'll have to do it with me.
I want to leave the facility grounds without problems. In exchange, I'll give you the location of Anna Kestner and Margit Nielsen.
Okay, you can leave. Now, where are they?
In the facility. Kestner is going for Tournier's room, and Nielsen is after a prisoner, Orson.
They're alone?
Yes. So, I'm free to go?
Know your orders?
Yes, sir.
They still stand.
What? You said I get to leave. You said...
Alive.
You can't do that. You can't just kill me. I'm...
August 15, 2552, 9:46.
Hey.
What?
What was that?
I don't know.
Sounded like an explosion.
Doctor, I don't know, but I can assure you the situation's under control.
How?
I haven't been called to...
Explosion at the cell block. We haven't found the cause yet. No casualties either. Keep an eye out.
Yes, sir. You heard that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So your questions are answered?
Yes, but shouldn't you head there too? Hello? What?
You ready to go?
Finally!
I thought you'd never come.
Oh, don't be dramatic.
How did you find me and get in here and...
Too many questions to answer right now. But your friend, she helped us.
Eliza? So she's not dead?
No, we'll meet up outside. Margot will join us after...
Margot's here too?
Yes, she's just getting her friend from the cells. Then we'll reconvene.
What about Evelyn?
We'll figure out where she is as soon...
No, she's here.
What?
I saw her earlier, like 2 hours ago. You didn't know?
No, we just came for you and we have to get Evelyn.
Obviously.
Do you know where exactly she is?
I might. They're probably doing the same experiments on her as they did on me.
Where? Wait a second. Show me on the blueprint.
If she's being experimented on, she's here. Oh. Or they are interrogating her. Like they did when I first arrived. That was here, I think. I didn't know this place too well then.
Okay. No, that's great. We get Evelyn and we get out of here together. All of us.
Yeah.
Okay, you can get to the basement by yourself. That's here. And I go get Evelyn and we all meet with Margot and Orson and then we leave. Perfect.
I could go with you to get Evelyn.
No, you need to tell Margot that we're still coming.
Okay, but the basement, that's pretty far from here.
What?
I don't know if I can make it alone.
What do you mean? You'll get a gun and...
The whole experiments haven't been good for my health, physical, other, and I'm not sure I can move fast enough alone without passing out or taking a break or something.
Okay. Okay, new plan. I help you to the basement, then I go get Evelyn, and you just wait for Margot. Is that good?
Yeah, that should work. Just, you know, don't leave me there.
Leo, are you serious? I would never.
Okay, just had to make sure.
August 15th, 2552, 9:49. I hate this place. Too many small, useless hallways. And way too many guards. There's no way I can get through there. Too many people. The explosion must have been in the cells, right? If Orson got themselves killed, I'll kill her.
That's mean.
What?
That's the meanest thing you could say during our big reunion.
Orson, you're okay.
Duh. I knew you'd come to get me out.
I'm so sorry. I dragged you in here and then I just left when we got caught and you had to...
It's okay.
No, it's not. I should've...
Margot, I came with you because I wanted to and we got caught because of stupid coincidence. I don't blame you for this. Besides, this isn't really the place for big apology speeches. We should really get going. Follow me.
Where?
Oh, your friend Leo's here. We're getting them and then
Anna's handling that.
You found her?
Yeah, we came here together. And long story, I'll tell you later. We should meet up with both of them in the basement and leave from there.
That's a great idea. I totally forgot about the basement. Which storage room? I'm assuming you chose a storage room. There are barely any guards there, especially since I set off the bomb and...
You did that?
Yes, a technique had helped though, so I guess I can't take credit for everything.
You... Who?
I made friends with two of the guards and sometimes they brought me stuff when I asked for it. Just for some tinkering, but well, it's pretty easy to build a bomb. It's much harder to build
two. You tricked them.
I'd say that's a strong maybe. They're both smart enough to know I would try to escape at some point.
I missed you.
How long has it been since you last saw me?
4 days, 5 days, something like that.
Wow, a time traveler, so... Wait, be quiet.
There's way too many people around. We need to find another way.
No worries, I anticipated this. I assume half of the guards are currently stuck in a closed-off cell block. The rest is scattered around the building. But luckily, I have a plan. I put the other bomb in the library next to the council chamber because, well, it's in a book, you see. That's how I got it out of the cell and Colin brought it back to the library, which coincidentally is the only other part of the building I can manually close off. So with one press on this little button...
Wait, did you...
Let's go!
August 15th, 2552, 9:56.
Commander Coyle, it's been 15 minutes. We can do this for much longer if you'd like. You could even continue your sulking in a cell. I'm sure that would be... I understand you trust that you're being a great distraction while your friends are presumably breaking out Dr. Tierney, but I'll have you know, none of you are getting out of this building. After everything you sacrificed on that mission, I didn't think you'd choose to be a traitor. Dr. Tierney told us about your relationship. Anna Kestner, huh? We received some of your reports already. You were dedicated to your work, to your research. Enough to experiment on the person you love most, huh? Yet now, when we're at the turning point of our research, you back out? Your unwillingness to give up your friends will have cost us the lives of billions. You know what happened. Only few do. My theory is that you're aware of the importance our research has, its ability to change the course of history, to bring back so many innocent... Jacobs. Have you forgotten how to follow...
Anna!
Evelyn!
Can you stop moving already? I'm sorry to interrupt, madam, but I found...
Yes, I can see. It's a pleasure to meet you, Dr. Kestner.
My girlfriend's chained to a table, and your friend here is holding a gun to my head. I wouldn't say the feeling is mutual.
It doesn't have to be. She can take a seat, but you leave your gun where it is, Jacobs.
Lovely.
Yes, madam. Margaret Nielsen has been assumed to be on the grounds as well.
Brilliant. Now, you seem much more talkative than the commander.
And you seem just like the bitch Eliza said you'd be.
She...
I spoke to her before the patrol terminated her and...
You killed her. Yeah, that seems about right.
Stop!
And she speaks. So you can go and answer some questions. Why the hell would you doom an entire planet? So little found family can go live for another 150 years past the expiration days as your little lab rats? Is that what you want?
I want you to stop.
How can I stop when I'm the only person who can bring back everyone?
Hero complex much.
Do you want him to put a bullet in your head? Because believe me, I'd love to make that happen.
You won't kill me. We both know that.
And how would you know that?
Two test subjects are better than one.
You would know after being hers for 200 years.
I'm sorry.
Evelyn, I read your reports. We can talk later.
You'll both have enough time to talk when you...
Maybe your problem is that you think time is something you can own. That you possess only a limited amount of something infinite. Time doesn't work that way. Time is a parameter, a measurement, a nonsense word we use to explain the only world we know. One in which we are born and we die. In which you can measure your life in years, minutes, seconds, in time. And that may be true for you. But you don't think every living being in this universe operates in the same world, do you?
August 15,
2552,
9:59.
There you are! Leo! You look awful.
I missed you, Margot. Your unsolicited comments about my appearance always make my day.
And now I regret the excitement I felt to see you. It's record time.
Are you always like this with your family?
Oh, is this your friend? Leo Tenier, they them pronouns.
Orson, she they.
Just Orson?
Yeah.
I love that. You were stuck here too?
Yep. Oh, you and Eliza had a thing, right? That's what Colin kept going on about.
No, I...
Where's Anna?
Right, I probably should have left with that. She's going to get Evelyn.
Evelyn's?
Here, yes.
Oh, Anna, she couldn't wait for us, could she? Talk about a martyr complex.
Where are you going?
I'm getting Anna.
Alone? Talk about martyr complex, huh?
Orson can come with me, but you look like you might collapse if you don't sit down soon.
If someone helps me walk, I'll be fine.
Leo, that's
I'm not letting you leave again. I may still not know for sure where you got split up or where it was going on at all, but you guys are the only family I have, and I don't want to lose you again.
Okay.
I can help you walk.
Don't be ridiculous. I'm stronger than you and you're a much better shot. You can take this and I'll help Leo.
All right. Where do we need to go?
Some kind of interrogation room or Reed's lab. I'm not sure.
Interrogation room, probably. That's why they took me first, too. Besides, they can't really run any of the equipment in the lab if the power's out.
How do we know the power's...
Do you hear an alarm?
No.
They wouldn't have turned it off since both Leo and I are missing from our cells, so there must be a blackout.
The lab could be on a different supply.
Unlikely. They need a lot of power to run everything down there. It has to come from Maine.
She's really smart.
I know.
August 15, 2552, 9:59. A lovely speech, Commander, but I'm starting to think you don't realize the gravity of our situation. With your help, we could save Earth. Reverse the biggest loss in human history. You're unwilling to sacrifice 4 lives in exchange for 14 billion?
What are you talking about?
She doesn't know? Did you... You didn't tell them about it. Never. Life on Earth is gone. When Poros first started their end missions in 2352, we were just looking for possibilities in the name of exploration, of curiosity, not for colonization. The bigger ships carry just enough people for a village, with the possibility to synthesize some more if necessary. So when every single ship lost contact, it was a surprise. No one heard from Earth for a year until the first mission turned back. Ender 3. They had a fuel leak that wouldn't let them continue their journey, so they decided to return to where they had come from. They informed Ender 1, the only ones each mission had a direct line to, at least for a while. But when we tried to reach them again once they re-entered our solar system, nothing. The ship was gone. Of course, we sent a team after them. We didn't have many people to spare, so it was small and compiled of volunteers. Loss of contact almost immediately. But we were able to recover the recordings years later. They left only one conclusion. Earth's a dead planet. If there was anyone left alive, we weren't able to reach them. But if we could go back, we could warn them, we could evacuate, we could maybe even stop this from happening at all.
You already knew about this?
The commanding officers of all Ender missions knew. After all, we sent them their new orders immediately after we found out.
Why would you keep this from us? Why would you... The experiments were bad and horrible and... But you... All our families, everyone is dead. Everyone is dead. Why wouldn't you tell us that?
It was a lie.
What?
I can assure you it...
It has to be a lie. That's what pirates would do, right? Lie to us to raise the stakes. To make sure we follow through with what they told us to do.
This is bigger than securing your goddamn loyalty, Commander. This is about everyone.
No! You're lying.
Why would I lie now? Everything I've done my entire life, I did to change this.
Then they've lied to you too.
You don't know what happened on Earth. How would you know everyone's dead? You can just assume.
You think this is based on assumptions? Our research has died there and it's not... It's contaminated. We don't know with what and we don't know how, but there is no way anyone on Earth is alive. 14 billion people died and we have a way to stop it.
And how would you do that? How would we do that? You sent us back there, so maybe we'll die too. You don't even know exactly when...
August 15, 2363. The last transmission from Earth was sent at 10:04.
You can't use us to fix this. You can't use us to grasp at the possibility of changing something that happened 200 years ago.
But I will. I have everything I need right here, and I will not let anyone take it away.
You're not in control of us. We will leave this facility no matter what you want or need.
Shoot her.
What?
Shoot Anna Kastner.
No! Anna, stop! Anna, are you okay?
Yes.
What the fuck just happened? Where did Orson go?
Did you... Evelyn, what did you do? Where are we?
Home. We're home.
What do you mean home? The doctor just said Earth is gone. Where...
You heard that?
We were right outside in the hallway.
It's okay. She was lying. See? We're here. It's all okay.
We don't. How would you know that? For all we know, it could be before... Before everyone... Oh no.
Hey, so sorry to interrupt. What's the date?
You just appeared out of nowhere.
Yes, I know. What's the date?
August. August 15th.
And the year?
2363. Did you just teleport here?
We're all going to die.
No, they must have lied. Please listen to me.
Listen to you? You've lied to us more than anyone else. You're just as bad as them. Or worse, you made us believe you're a friend.
Margo,
you...
stop.
Anna, please. You know,
I don't know.
Anna.
Stop. I can't. How?
Please, I love you.
Michael, where are you? Are you guys feeling this too?
What?
Oh. Yeah, we should get out of here before.
Someone needs to call an ambulance. Hello?
What's going on? This.
Evelyn, are you doing...
No, it's... You're not getting up, can you? It's here.
What is?
Oh no.
Evelyn!
It can't be.
We need to stop this. Evelyn!
This is the reason we're here. It's all our fault.
Thank you for listening to Aurora Everlasting. If you want to know any more about our characters, production, or any plot points, feel free to send some questions to us on Twitter, Instagram, Patreon, or per email. We will be answering them all in a Q&A which will be posted to our main feed soon. For more information on that, please check our Twitter or our Patreon. And if you enjoyed our podcast, give us your vote in the Audioverse Awards this year. Please also consider supporting us by leaving a review on the podcasting service of your choice. Now, let's get to the credits. Aurora Everlasting was created by Laura Reicher and is protected under Creative Commons 4.0 International License. This episode was produced by Elena Hitzerbacher. It was written, directed, and edited by Laura Reicher. The script was edited by Victoria Krenn and Sophie Earhart. This episode featured Marie-Christine Heiling as Anna Kästner, Sophie Earhart as Margit Nielsen as well as the disembodied voice, Karine Stickler as Evelyn Coyle, Victoria Krenn as Dr. Reed, Jasmin Lachbaumer as Leo Tanyi, Elena Hitzebacher as Orson, Mona Reicher as Eliza, Kai as Guard Jacobs, Vivi as Guard Nass, Jonas Schweiger as Guard Weaver, Benny McDonald as Guard Cedar, Sivan Ross as Guard Chorman and Sarah Posh as Bystander. Additional voices were performed by Benny McDonald, Sarah Posh, Mona Reicher, Victoria Krenn, Elena Hitzebacher, Vivi, Dilara Karatja, and Dorothea Paar. If you want to help us out, show your support, tell a friend about this podcast. Or, if you're feeling really crazy today, you can even tell two friends. You could also review a podcast wherever you like. The best way for us to gain new listeners is with your help. Because, let's be honest, our marketing budget is non-existent. If you're interested in bloopers, extra content, or you just want to financially support the podcast, make sure to subscribe to our Patreon at patreon.com/auroraeverlasting. And for some background infos, feel free to check out our social media. We're at @aurora_everlast on Twitter and @aurora_everlasting_podcast on Instagram. Thank you for listening.